Wow. That's all I really got to say is wow. It is the Joe and Alex Show. And if you just missed a call that we had, here's a little something that we had an anonymous person say that they've been doing.
I'm 33 years old now. For the past 7 years, I've been faking that I have stage 3 cervical cancer.
Yeah, and she says she does it for purely attention purposes. She says she loves the feeling of people coming and bringing her meals to her home and hanging out with her and checking in on her and asking her if she's okay. She says she's never taken money from everyone, which, in my opinion, doesn't make it better of what she's doing, but technically, is it illegal? I don't think it is.
It's got to be like, what, theft or fraud? You're defrauding people of something.
Could she lose her job? Yes, but I don't think she can go to jail.
I don't know the legality of that. If somebody's a legal expert, for sure, hit us up, 317-239-1009, or Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. You can let us know, too.
Garrison, this girl is so sick. It disgusts me knowing I have a sick father, and she thinks it's funny. She needs to admit it to everyone. Amber, I agree with Joe. She needs to deal with the consequences. She needs to grow up. I lost a grandfather to cancer. Someone said that she is seriously effed up. Shell says, I believe it is illegal to say you have cancer and don't. I could be wrong. It's disgusting. And Darlene, she should be ashamed of herself. I've lost people close to me to cancer. She needs counseling.
Hey, Rachel, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and you think this is absolutely disgusting.
Oh, yeah. I'm like shaking right now. I'm so disgusted by this. I mean, as a young girl, I was in seventh grade and had to watch my mom show up and pick me up from school with a shaved head from chemo.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And my grandma had it, and I have two daughters. I've recently been going through hereditary cancer testing to prevent everything I can, you know, to catch it early if I have it or if it's going to be passed down to them. And there's someone out here faking it? Like, this is not a joke. She must have been a seriously mean girl in school to be at such a low point in her life where she has no friends.
Well, listen to what Jennifer wrote on Facebook. She says, what she's doing is not right, don't get me wrong, but at least she's not asking for money. I have lost people to cancer. People in my family have fought cancer one. Panhandlers who act homeless and take money are no better. They make thousands of dollars off people because they are lazy. This woman is in the wrong, but again, at least no money is taken.
Do you believe that, Rachel?
I would rather be out on the street.
Exactly.
Asking for money. Well, then pretending she has cancer.
Sorry for what you've been through, but thank you for calling in this morning and sharing that with us. I mean, I lost my grandpa to cancer, so I mean, and my grandma too. Like I usually don't get pissed off, but it really bothers me. Jamie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hi, I was just calling to tell you guys that I know somebody that did this at where I used to work.
No
okay,
way.
What happened?
Well, they didn't take any money. She didn't take any money, but she lost her job because she took days off. Because she was, quote-unquote, sick from cancer. And they found out that she didn't have cancer and that she lied about taking off work. So she got fired for that.
It is, though. That's kind of like a theft. Like, you are stealing. If she had these days where she had the, quote, appointment on the calendar that she told us about, yeah, that's exactly what you're talking about.
Now, wait a minute. How long was she able to keep this up for?
I think it was like, I don't even think it was over a year.
Okay, so
I mean,
she got caught.
She must not have been that good at it. But
still, okay, here's my thing, though. A year impresses, I mean, like, I'm not impressed. I can't think of the word. It amazes me.
Yeah.
It amazes me you could pull that off for a year.
She's doing it for 7.
Yeah, and then people who actually have cancer, and then, you know, they try to get help, and then that's just going to make people say, well, is she faking it? You know, I've seen people fake this before.
Crying wolf.
Right. And the thing is that this chick, if she doesn't come out and admit it, but she doesn't die, then she's going to have to say, oh, I miraculously got healed or whatever, but she doesn't want to do that either because then people will stop giving her the attention because she doesn't have cancer anymore.
Well, people sometimes, they go through and they go into remission, which is great. And eventually, they sometimes are cancer-free, but...
But then she feels like she's going to lose out on the attention, so she doesn't want to admit that she got better, but she also can't admit that she's dying because she can't die because she doesn't have cancer.
Sarah, good morning, Sarah. You're on the Joe and Alex Show, and your blood's boiling too, huh?
I'm crying because I'm so pissed.
Well, it's okay. I'll cry with you. Let's hear it.
Well, I also just messaged you guys. I had a friend that had passed away, and she left two girls behind. So for someone to sit there and like fake this and mm-hmm. think that it's okay, yeah, she does need counseling. But on the other side, I had a family member do this too, where she faked having cancer and was pregnant with twins, supposedly, because she wanted attention. Not even kidding. My mom and my aunts and everybody went out and got her all these double of everything because it was twins,
mm-hmm.
but and was just like doting all over because supposedly she had cancer at the same time. But I'm seriously hoping that somebody recognizes her voice and turns mm-hmm. her in because yeah. this is disgusting.
You're like, not the only person to know somebody that has faked this.
Yeah.
Someone just tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and said, been trying to call in. I have an aunt that has been doing this for years. What?
Who has a baby that is 2 years old that's going through chemo right now. Like, to sit there and, like, watch a baby who can't, you know, a baby can't fake that. To have us a 33-year-old, she's just an asshole, like, do this? It's disgusting, and I hope that karma comes around and seriously bites her in the ass, and she really does get sick with something.
Yeah,
Sarah, this is disgusting.
Thank you for, I know it's not easy to call in and share that, but thank you for doing that this
yeah,
morning.
We, so sorry we really about appreciate your friend. It.